Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1359 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Defendant's Exhibit 93. Testimony of Policeman Anderson before coroner's inquest as follows. The watchman told me where he was standing. He came out of the closet to fasten or button up his pants, and had his lantern sitting down right in front of him, where he had left it when he went into the closet. While he was standing up there, he saw that woman. He saw it from the closet, about 25 feet, to where the object was. I could not see that far with the lantern that he had. With the lantern that he had, I could see about 10 or 12 feet, something like that. Defendant's Exhibit 94. Court proceedings under which Jim Conley was released from Fulton County Jail upon petition of Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey, the State, versus Leo M. Frank, No, in Fulton Superior Court, May term, 1913. Indictment for murder. The petition of Hugh M. Dorsey, Solicitor General of the Atlanta Circuit, including Fulton County, respectfully shows, 1. James Connolly is a material witness for the state in the above stated case. 2. Petitioner is apprehensive that said Connolly may not be forthcoming as a witness at the trial of the above named defendant unless detained in custody. 3. Said Connolly has been detained since May 1, 1913, by the police authorities of the city of Atlanta, and is now in the custody of said officers, being detained by them as a witness. Since said Connolly was taken into custody by said officers, Leo M. Frank has been indicted upon a charge of murder. 4. Petitioner represents that the testimony of said Connolly may be, and likely will be, very material in said cause. Wherefore, petitioner prays that said James Connolly be committed to the jail of Fulton County, Georgia, there to be detained as a witness until said,